This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, corporate relief donations since Harvey hit now come to about $165 million. They have provided, those companies have, logistical support and supplies to government and nonprofits in Houston and Louisiana as well. And with Irma on its way to Florida, public-private disaster partnerships are happening again. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that one.
In a briefing today, Florida Governor Rick Scott name-dropped several big companies that are helping prepare for Hurricane Irma.
We are coordinating with Google Emergency Response Team to prepare to close roads on Google Maps in real time in the event Hurricane Irma forces the closure of any roads.
He went on to mention Expedia providing real-time information on hotel occupancy and Airbnb's disaster response program. James Lee Witt knows these public-private collaborations well. He directed the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, under President Bill Clinton. Witt recalls partnering with a corporation way back in 1993 when the Mississippi River flooded.
We needed water, and I called Anheuser-Busch. Anheuser-Busch made thousands of cases of canned water for us.
These days, companies like Walmart watch storm forecasts carefully to try to plan for disasters in advance. Walmart was able to tap its extensive distribution network to rush in supplies like ready-to-eat foods, water, and diapers to help Hurricane Harvey victims.
We were shipping in product from as far away as Utah.
Lee Seiler is responsible for global disaster preparedness and response at the Walmart Foundation. He says Walmart's partnership with government and nonprofits involves offering them expertise in logistics and warehousing so they can also deploy resources quickly.
We're increasing their capability, not just for that event, but for future events to come.
He says Walmart has a relationship with the State Emergency Center in Florida and is ready to help there, too. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.